Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December. January 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. here. It is 10:05 on the clock, and at 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the South Oconee YMCA. We'll have Aaron, Carly, and Vicky joining us. Right now, we have in studio Dawn DeSourcy, City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Good.
Happy
good.
New Year.
You too.
How was your New Year's?
It was pretty quiet. We set a huge Lego set.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I don't know if that's quiet to me. That sounds like
fun.
A lot of fun
it was
to me.
Fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Our boys wanted to stay up till midnight, so we figured that would be a good way to make them.
How late did they make it?
About 12:10.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, my sister tried to do that. She tried so hard, make it to like 10.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah. We could have all fallen asleep earlier, but.
We have some great upcoming programs, new classes going on with our Parks and Recs department. Let's go ahead and dive right in, Dawn. And where do you want to start?
We have two new classes that we're trying. Hmm. One of them is charcoal expressions drawing, a class. We're having that at Bee's Tap House. And that is Robert Gorder. I've heard a lot about these classes. I've heard they're really fun.
Yeah.
They've been in kind of some of the surrounding communities, and I thought we would try it. So I hope that it takes off and people register. It looks like fun. The one we are doing is called Birch Bird. It's a cardinal on a log with a birch tree. I think it's very pretty.
Robert's going to be able to, especially, I think a lot of us remember this from school, having doing a project like this, and I always thought it was really cool, but I never really saw it again after that, you know, kind of time in art class or whatever it was.
Right.
Robert's really good at this, very, very good at this, and I've seen some of his work.
Okay.
And what he'll do is kind of give you an opportunity to learn how to not only do this and do it on your own going forward, but kind of like having fun with it again. And I think it brings out not only the kid in you, but the creative in you.
Definitely.
And a lot of people are looking for outlets for that.
Yep.
I think it's a very cool program. That's a really nice idea.
I think it'll be fun. I've seen some of the drawings. I've talked to people that have taken the class, and it sounds like it's really unique how he teaches them. Mm-hmm. And they're done probably a lot differently than what you expect.
Yeah.
From what I understand anyway. So I'm kind of excited about that one.
And we always like to mention our friends at Bee's Tap House. That's cool. That's a great place to have it too. Wonderful atmosphere.
They have a nice space for it.
Yeah. The dates, the times for this?
That one is January 26th. It's a Thursday evening from 6 until 8:30 or whenever, I guess, when people finish. I think it's about a 2.5-hour class. And then it is $5 to pre-register with us. That's to be sure that we have enough people to take the class. And then on the day of the class, it's $30. And that's payable to the instructor.
And that's an investment, you know?
It's an
investment in your community. It goes right into the community. It helps you guys over there keep doing these great things, having programs like this. It's a great use of money. It's a great investment.
I think it'll be fun. I hope people sign up.
You did mention the pre-registration.
Yes.
Where should we send people for pre-registration?
We can have them register right on our website. You can go to parks.wirapids.org, or our direct registration page is wr.activityreg.com.
And we'll probably mention that site a couple of times for people here.
There should be links around. There's a link on our activity guide, and then there's plenty of places online to find that, too.
And you mentioned two programs. So what was the other program?
The other one is something that people had requested, was just an adult fitness class. I guess I didn't put an age on here, but I guess I don't have a limit for the age. Mm-hmm. But the class starts at 12:15. So it's during the day, 12:15 to 12:45, and that's called Body Weight Boot Camp. We have a great instructor set for that. Our first class is going to be next Tuesday, and then it's going to be Tuesday, Thursday will be one session. So it'll be four classes for a session, and we have them in January, February, and up until March.
So this is a class where you'll use your own body weight to strengthen your muscles and increase your heart rate, and will leave with a good sweat.
Right. Yes.
A lot of people just got done making this resolution. This is perfect right
exactly.
here. You're
exactly.
welcome, everybody. I mean, right. this really sets it up.
It does. It does.
You know, in all seriousness, I think mm-hmm. it's one of those topics, especially this time of year, that we take very lightly.
Definitely.
To be honest, especially people like me, where I have always had a crazy metabolism. It's harder. I've been working
Lucky.
To put on weight. And I understand that. It's also not easy being a scarecrow your whole life. It's all, but I will say that there's so many people dealing with that and struggling with it. And the thing I think that we see probably around March, July, somewhere in between there when people have not been able to keep up with it is not having the support system and not having a plan.
Right.
This
right.
really helps you with that. It gives you
it's
almost...
Kick it off.
It really does.
Right.
And it gives you both of those things, though,
right.
too.
Right. It does.
And you mentioned the dates for this. This is
yes.
goes on quite a bit.
Yep. January 10th, 12th, 17th, and 19th is the first session. And like I said, that's Tuesday and Thursday from 12:15 to 12:45. And then we have one late in January, again in February, and then toward the end of February into March. And if everything takes off well and people like this class, I'll definitely set some up for the spring.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Dawn DeSourcy from the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department, and I want it to be noted to the audience, I let Dawn decide where we were going to start the discussion, because I looked at this list when Pam gave it to me a little while ago, and immediately right at the top is not only basketball, but Washington School Gym. Those
yes.
are two of my favorite things,
yes.
And that's right where I wanted to start, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I let you. Can we talk a little about that? That
sure.
sounds like a great program.
Well, first of all, do you have kids at Washington?
No, I don't.
Did
I went
you go to
Washington.
Washington?
Yeah,
okay.
I went to Washington. Yeah.
It's a great school.
It
my
really
boys
is.
Are there.
Oh,
I love
are
that
they?
School.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean this against any other our
right.
great elementary schools. All of the elementary schools around
are.
Here are great.
They are.
Best gym there is. Best gym in any elementary school.
Definitely.
It's such an awesome gym.
It is. It is. So the only reason that actually the reason we're at Washington is first I was familiar with that gym, but at this time of year, those schools fill up for classes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of practices, basketball
yes.
practices and
yeah.
that sort of thing. So it was a spot that we fit in and I knew the gym. So, but we're going to have peewee basketball, which is ages 5 to 6. It's kind of the very basic skills of ball handling, shooting, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. That one starts on January 12th. And then mini dribblers is for ages 7 through 9. And that also is January 12th, just at 6:15. So we've got 5:30 for the smaller kids and then 6:15 for the older kids. That one you would also register on our website, or you can give the office a call or mail a check, whatever works best for you.
I'm a gigantic fan of basketball. Mm-hmm. And yes, I like college and the NBA and all that. But what I love about basketball, my first love of basketball was, it was the first sport that I saw where I made friends. And kind of had to be
sure.
able to play the sport. We had to know each other's name. We had
right.
to be able to talk to each other. And I was not good at making friends. This was one of the first ways I was able to do it was through sports, was playing basketball.
Sure.
And you have to be able to count on another person. You have to be able to work with another person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're passing the ball, if somebody's rebounding, there's so many little things that basketball kind of creates
right.
that not a lot of sports or not a lot of, you don't have a lot of opportunities for in society with young kids.
Right.
It really teaches them this in a fun way without telling them,
so.
Hey, you're learning right now.
Right,
You're learning to cooperate. You're learning to play together, all these things. Not to be selfish. A lot of the little
yep.
rules that are kind of entwined in basketball that don't really, you know.
Right.
Dr. Naismith didn't necessarily maybe have in mind, but are such an integral part of it. And I genuinely think that it's the one sport that I not mandatory, but I do yeah. encourage almost every parent to have their kid at least play a little bit.
Should try it. It's a popular sport. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I think we talked about this for summer programming, too. I think something that's nice about some of our programming is just it's an introduction. I mean, this is only 3 classes.
Yeah.
You can tell if your child's interested right away.
Kid doesn't have to go try out for the Bucks after this.
No, yeah. It's not a huge commitment, and it's in the middle of winter, so
yeah.
it's kind of a time where
there you go.
Cooped up inside, so just get out, let them run around like little crazy kids, and have fun.
I apologize, Dawn. We could have saved a lot of time if you just said that. I'd shut up and just let you say that. You're so right. That's reason enough right there.
Right.
Is this one of those ones where we want people to register for? Or?
We do. Yep. We require pre-registration for pretty much all of our classes.
It's good to know. Yeah. I'm also, I love gymnastics. I think a lot of the similar things I was just talking about, very similar with gymnastics. Yes. And have a, I have classes for that coming up.
We do. That first, well, the first class starts this Wednesday. We did add an extra tumble bugs class, the younger kids, because we had a lot
God,
of kids register
that
for that.
Tumble bugs, that's so good.
I can't take credit for it, but it is a cute name. And then we've got tumble tykes and then youth tumblers. So we've got the ages 2 and 2 to 3 year olds for the smaller kids. Or the tumble bugs class, and then tumble tykes is ages 4 to 5, and ages 6 to 8 for youth tumblers. And that is right at the Centralia Center. We did move over to that space in the spring, and that location is great for gymnastics. We actually have expanded our gymnastics room a little bit. I forgot to take a look at it this morning. They did it over Christmas. So there's going to be more space, and that those classes generally are really popular. So
I've always been a fan of gymnastics. I didn't realize until our interview. I thought I'd just look into it because we had some time in the break and everything to kind of do some homework for this interview. And there is a huge rise in gymnastics with the youth. They are just joining that sport. Track and field gymnastics, the two biggest sports growing with youth in youth sports.
Really,
soccer's right in there too.
I believe that
usually happens around the World Cup, you know, that kind of thing. But I thought it was kind of really cool to see that.
Yeah, that is.
Very similar to what we were talking about with basketball.
Get out and about, do something. The other thing is there's not a lot of opportunities for ages 2 to 3. So those classes tend to be really popular. I know when my boys were littler, there was really nothing for them to do when they're that young.
But
it's still something, you know, now our instructor's great with the little kids, and they have a blast. Those kids tend to sign up for the next class and the next class and the next class once they're, you know, they're in it for the first time.
You know, great note there, Dawn. I wouldn't have thought of that, and I didn't think about another part, too, because my kids are in their 20s and everything and don't need me anymore or any of that. But when they're that young and that age range, really, those are those early days of them working their, like, flexibility and really getting their body and not only understanding their body more and how it works, but being more flexible. And there's plenty of data to show you that kids that do that stuff at a young age have more, like, a better body as they go forward. There's a lot of detail. Yes, a lot of the layers to that conversation.
Sure,
but it's definitely the science is there for you.
It is.
And again, so important, it's winter. It gives them something to do.
Right. It's starting to get to be that time where everybody's going to be cooped up for a couple months and definitely need something to get out and do.
There's a lot of different age levels for this, too, I understand.
There are. There are. Our instructor does a great job with all of the age groups. We did make the classes for the older kids, the ages 4 to 5. And ages 6 to 8 are actually 45 minutes. Our instructor had asked me to do that because she said they really work pretty intensely on some of this stuff. So they like to have a little bit more time. And we do have a limit to how many kids we take in each of those classes, mostly because of space, but also so the instructor can give them a lot of one-on-one time.
And I appreciate you mentioning the move to the Centralia Center, too, just in case anybody had not heard about that.
Right.
But how did that go? Did that transition go okay?
It was a challenging time of year. It was getting to be really busy because it was in April that we moved over there. It's working out really well.
Good.
We don't want to talk about the storage area that I still have to organize. That's kind of a winter project I'm hoping to tackle soon.
It's a whole other thing. Another show.
It's a mess. But it's getting there. We have a lot of equipment in our department. I had a lot of help from our parks department moving over there. So that was really nice. But we still need to do some organizing. But the space is beautiful. I mean, it's a great place to
be. It is. Yeah, it really is.
It is.
One of the bigger things in the last, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years in this area, but in a lot of areas, really, has been the rock painting and the fun and joy of that.
Yes.
And another one of those things where us adults have kind of like really taken over some of the market for the kids, but it is still a kid's thing. And not that adults can't have fun with it, but
everyone has fun with that class.
Yeah.
They love Susie Squirrel, our teacher.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've met her.
Yes, does an amazing job. Susie's great.
She is great.
The rock painting classes for ages 6 and above takes place over at the Lowell Center?
It does, yes. It's in the art area over there. We've got some different themes coming up. January 16th is Valentine's. February 16th is winter. I'm not sure what she's going to do yet, if that's going to be snowmen or what she was planning on there. And then March 3rd is going to be St. Patrick's Day and some Easter rocks.
Very cool.
So those will be fun. They always turn out really cute. She shares pictures. I always post those pictures on our Facebook page, and they're cute. They're really cute.
They do a great job.
They do.
It's borderline frustrating for me watching these kids at like 4 and 5 be able to draw better than I'll ever be able to.
Yeah, same.
I can't even make a stick figure. I can't, these kids are great. That's awesome. It's a fun class too.
It is. She does a good job of doing step by step too. So I think that's why they turn out so nicely, is because she does a really good job teaching too.
Volleyball Basics for Kiddos is coming up.
It is. That's also at Washington School. You probably noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
That is February 9th, 16th, and 23rd, 5:30 until 6:15, ages 6 to 8. And then the older kids from 8 to 12 is 6:15 until 7. And those are the same dates, February 9th, 16th, and 23rd.
Mm-hmm. And this is like a lot, as you touched on earlier, with these classes. These are beginner classes.
These are a chance for
kids to learn the rules, learn the basics, and kind of take it from there.
Some general ball handling.
Yeah.
Learn some of the hits and everything. And yeah, we'll see how they do. We do have, I think there's quite a few signed up already for that, as well as basketball. There are starting to get some pretty good sign-ups.
Great to hear.
Yeah.
We talk about sports on the rise, and there may not be a bigger sport on the rise than pickleball.
There is not. Pickleball is hugely popular. Right now, we are still taking registrations. If anybody wants to start the winter session, that does start on Monday, which I see now is supposed to be January 9th instead of the 10th, as I have in here.
Oh.
I just noticed that.
Anyways,
January 9th. Our classes are always on Mondays.
Good to know.
Monday evenings at East Junior High. We do require pre-registration because we have it set up as a ladder league, so we need to know where people are and who's going to be there so we can set up their field or their court assignments.
It's one of those fun things that people are having and enjoying this sport more and more.
They are.
And all skills are welcome. Keep that in mind. Another great way to learn the sport.
It is. We have a lot of people who play very regularly and are more than willing to help the beginners out. And it's for any age group. This isn't just for people who are retired. There are many different ages there. So I don't want anyone to feel that it's something that's kind of for the seniors, the community.
I've got a bunch of students that do this, and they're in their early, 20s, and they love pickleball. They talk about it all the time.
They do. Did you play it in junior high?
No, I didn't get a chance to. No.
We did in junior high.
Did
you?
Oh,
we had one.
Cool.
Yep. One session of it at East.
East. I went to East too. Nice. All these programs and these sporting things and art things are great. Another thing that we love about our Parks and Recs department is this great job that you guys do of covering so many different things.
Right.
And I think one of the cooler things that you offer that I don't know how well it's how common it's known is the Safe Sitter program.
Right, we do Safe Sitter, yes.
I've known a couple of kids to take this and their parents, I should say, known that they did, and they speak so highly of it. And it's such a great way to go into a pressureful situation for a young person feeling a little more prepared, a little more, prepared for it, or just a little more confident going into it.
Definitely. It is it's a great class. It's for grades 6 through 8. Anyone who might be interested in babysitting, or if you're going to take care of maybe a younger sibling when your parents are away. A lot of people who want babysitters like to have them have some sort of training, and this is a great class for that, because that's a lot of times kids' first jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I think a lot of us think of babysitting as other kids, but some of the first babysitting we do is our brothers and sisters.
Sure. Definitely is the case. January 16th is going to be our first class for that. That goes from 9 a.m. to 2:30. That's the day that the public schools have off that day. So that's why it's set on a Monday. And that is at City Hall. And then the other class is on February 4th, which is on a Saturday. And that's over at the library.
There's also a neat thing here that I think is cool. The participant handbook will be distributed at the beginning of the class.
Yes.
And that's something they get to take home and can reference as they might need.
They sure can.
I think that's
a lot of good tips.
It's a nice added bonus to the class there. That's cool.
It is.
Not everybody I understand out there grew up with an Italian father who was a boxer. So probably not everybody out there was 5 years old learning boxing techniques and everything like I was. But
wow, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's a long story. But I do think that everybody could be better suited with having a little self-defense.
Definitely. Yes.
There is a comfort level of knowing how to handle yourself that just comes in. I don't like the idea of walking around with your fists clenched necessarily. but I do think that there is something that can give you a little peace of mind, that can give you a little bit of a... You know, just to be honest, in today's day and age, just making you feel a little more confident in your day-to-day life, let alone feeling more comfortable and feeling more maybe comfortable with the people you're around and protecting them or what have you, all these scenarios. Self-defense can be a great class to take and can be very fun and exciting, too.
Right, right. And it's actually held by one of our police officers. And I think there's somebody else that actually helps him with the class as well, depending on how many people are signed up for it. That class is on January 19th. And that's at the upper gym at RAMS, which is Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School. I'm still getting used to that.
Me too. Myself. Me too. Yeah, it took me a while. Me a while to get used to it. It's right down the block here.
It is.
It still took me a while to.
Exactly. So that's at 7 p.m. until 8:15. And it's basically going to teach you how to protect yourself, be alert in case you're, you know, ever in a. I don't know.
Any situation,
right. Yeah. I was going to say a dark alley, whatever. We don't have a lot of those here, but it can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
That you could be scared and somebody might come up and attack you and you'll know what to do.
I just think that it's one of those things that, you know, hopefully it's like insurance. Hopefully you never use it.
Right.
You never even need it or anything.
To.
Yeah.
No.
But it is nice to have in your back pocket and the back of your mind to just, you know, having. And it's not a huge time commitment or anything
that. It's just one class. We're not all boxers like you.
I also will say, to that point, you don't have to necessarily be in the world's greatest shape to take a self-defense class.
Not at all. This is for any age group, any skill level, anything. I mean, this is for everyone. And it's for men and women. It's not just for women.
That's great to note. And great for anybody to be able to take. And then, of course, as I'm speeding up a little bit here, our last minutes, I wanted to make sure to mention the ice skating ponds. Those are open.
Skating ponds are open. Yes, we do sell. We actually have the warming house open at Witter Park, and we do have hot chocolate, cappuccino, that kind of thing for sale during our hours. So it's 5 to 7 p.m. on weekdays. Weekends are 1 until 7, or otherwise no school days are also from 1 until 7. And then Robinson Park is just open for use, and that's for low board hockey.
Yeah.
Something else, too, I should probably mention is we are still selling aquatics passes on sale. So that goes until the end of the month. January 31st is when the prices will go back up. But for right now, we do have a lot of people taking advantage of that special.
Oh, it's smart. Very smart. You know you're going to use them. So I might as well do it now.
And that's going to come fast.
Did want to remind people, speaking of things coming fast, you know, every day we are closer to spring. We remind ourselves that. Yes. T-ball registration, lifeguard certification classes also available for people.
So right now, T-ball registration will be scheduled to start on March 1st, and that also will fill up. We'll talk about that probably in the spring. And the other thing that we mentioned in our flyer is just reminding everyone that you can get your lifeguarding certification. We don't run that class at this point. We may in the future, but right now we would have to have a different place do that. So it'd be like the YMCA or you know, some other area. Sometimes Lincoln High School will offer it as well. So we would encourage anyone who's interested in being a lifeguard this summer at the Aquatic Center to take that class because that is a prereq for that job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always like to take a moment to mention that all these programs are great. Everything that the Parks and Rec Department does is great. Can't do it alone, though. Can always use volunteers.
We sure can. Can always use help.
You know, it doesn't necessarily, again, not a huge time commitment usually. Can usually work with people's schedules, but greatly appreciate this community and the volunteership that they have. A lot of people step up in these situations. We are going to need you two going forward here over at our Parks and Recs Department. If people do want to volunteer, is there a way to reach out and to find out more about that?
You can give our office a call. We do have a registration or an application for that on our website. But if you want to just call 715-421-8240, we do have a link also on our activity guide with the application, the QR code you can scan for that.
Yeah. And nice job with that, by the way. So many, a lot, I don't know those things that well.
Yeah, they're so nice.
People love them, yeah.
They're handy.
And remind everybody, winter program registration is open right now.
It is open right now. The other thing, I'm glad that you mentioned, James, is for volunteering, the other thing we're looking for at some point is I've got some really fun ideas for some classes. If there's anybody that likes to do any type of artsy things or creative things or crafty things, give us a call.
Okay.
I've got a couple fun ideas for classes, and we'd love to have those offered in the spring.
When you guys finally do your Simpsons 101 class, I'm telling you, I can run that. I can run it for you.
Good to know.
No charge.
Good to know.
No charge.
Make a note of that.
Just keep on waiting, James. Just keep waiting. We do want to remind people, if you do want to register or know more about this, parks.wirapids.org, parks.wirapids.org website to go to.
That's right.
Always good to talk to you, Dawn. Thanks for
the
time.
Thanks, James. You too.
You have a great beginning of your year, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll come back with more Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.